The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our Business Lead Story this evening, I'm joined by Professor Dennis Yuni, Associate Professor of Economics from the University of Namibia. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you, Angie, and thank you for having me.
So the Economic Association of Namibia, along with the Hans Fidel Foundation, held a public discussion in Windhoek on how to turn Namibia's economic growth into jobs. What are the key barriers preventing Namibia's current economic growth from translating into more jobs?
There are a number of them that could be possible for, could be leading to giving us that outcome. The first one would be the skills mismatch, financial constraints by SMEs, as well as business regulatory frameworks that have been a challenge to SMEs in Namibia.
Professor, it was mentioned the need for inclusive growth. What does that look like in practical terms for Namibia?
Inclusive growth simply means when the economy grows, the people should grow, the poverty should reduce, inequality should reduce. But what we see in Namibia is a situation in which growth is increasing, but poverty is also increasing, unemployment is also increasing. So when you look at the drivers of this growth, you would see that it's from sectors such as mining, which is predominantly capital intensive and not labor intensive. We see other sectors like wholesale and retail, which is predominantly driven by the supermarket, as well as manufacturing. So these sectors do not really drive the employment in as much as they drive growth. So the traditional labor-intensive sectors are sectors such as agro-processing, textile and apparel, and then light manufacturing, which have over the years and across countries shown that they have the potential to improve employment, and so those will be sectors that if focused on should drive inclusive growth in Namibia.
Then how can government policy better support small and medium enterprises to become real engines of job creation?
One of the challenges that is faced by the Namibian economy is access to finance. There's a $40 billion US dollar shortage of access to finance by SMEs for Namibia. So there is need to reduce stringent measures for accessing finance, especially for SMEs, so as to encourage firms to be able to have access to for expansion and even for establishment. Also, the regulatory framework, there's need to reduce the bureaucratic bottlenecks in as much as we want to regulate and control processes. There's an extent to which that becomes an impediment. So minimizing those would go a long way to improve business for SMEs and ultimately improve growth.
Professor, as mentioned, are there specific sectors of the economy where Namibia has the greatest potential for creating sustainable jobs?
The agro-processing, processing the products from the cattle, food, and so on, but in particular textile and apparel, it's a growing theme. And if well-structured, if well-planned, having a good brand about the Namibian textile and showcasing it to the world, it will go a long way to improve employment in Namibia.
And then how can the private sector and government collaborate more effectively to ensure that economic expansion benefits ordinary citizens?
I think that is key. The need for a private sector and government sector to collaborate is key. Mainly, it will address some of the teething problems and the general challenges that are faced by the private sector. The private sector will be able to tailor their challenges directly to the government, and government will be able to put in place policies and programs and activities that reduce or minimize the challenges that are faced by the private sector. This can be done in a number of ways, having joint programs and committees on key issues, such as employment and others, so that they both talk to each other and increase synergy amongst themselves. But also there's need for the private sector to interact with the tertiary institutions so that they reduce the skills mismatch and make sure that the skills that the graduates that are being produced meet the skills that are being required by the job market.
Professor, what lessons can Namibia learn from other countries that have successfully linked growth to employment?
A good example would be Mauritius. Mauritius had to diversify to improve their textile and apparel industry. And by so doing, their growth even increased further. They are an upper middle country in terms of income groups. And also they have significantly increased employment in their country. Another country that is doing very well, especially with textile and apparel, is Lesotho. In terms of creating jobs, in a few years, they created over 40,000 jobs in the textile and apparel industry. So there are a number of good examples out there, but I must say that Namibia is also in the right direction. The CEO of the Ministry of Finance mentioned that one of the KPIs that will soon be considered in budgeting frameworks, it will be employment. What that means is that for every sector who requires funding, they must show the extent to which they employ people. So that is very good. And if the economy is further diversified in to align with sectors that are labor intensive, then that will also go a long way.
Professor, just the last question. Taking everything into account, what next?
What next would be, I think there's need for a serious skills audit. Because if all the opportunities are put in place, if the SMEs are improved and if the economy is doing well and job opportunities are actually there, but the right skills are not there to take up these jobs, that may be a problem. So there's need for a serious skills audit to see the jobs, the graduates that we are producing and the skills that are available now, required by the job markets now and in the future, and be able to tailor this, our educational programs to meet the skills, and such that if we have the oil industry coming up, we have more people being trained into those departments that will fit into that market. And then those that are not educational programs that do not readily meet up with these skills that are required may be reduced in terms of admission quotas. So there's need for that analysis and action to be able to reduce the skills mismatch.
Professor, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Angie. You're welcome.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.